Hey everybody, it's Randy Woodward, and we are chatting as we do every month with our good friends at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, specifically Casey Hollins, REC's Communications and Public Relations Managing Director. Casey, it gives me a great pleasure to say happy spring.
Yes, happy spring, Randy, and thank you so much for having us back on.
Oh, yeah, it's always a pleasure, and you're always welcome. Today we're going to be talking about, I think, something that's really kind of job one, priority one for REC, and that is safety. Now, what does safety mean to Rappahannock Electric Cooperative?
Well, as you said, safety is absolutely Rappahannock Electric Cooperative's number one top priority. And it is really at the heart of everything we do, not just for the team of employees that we try to keep safe every day, but also for the member owners and the communities that we serve. We do a variety of things, especially for our employees, because we want to make sure that they really stay aware and practice the best safety practices possible. So we do things like hosting annual safety days where we reinforce safe habits and we share additional helpful tips.
That's a huge deal, and it's very important. Let's dig a little deeper, though, and talk about some safety reminders that our listeners can keep in mind this time of year especially.
Sure. So there's a variety of things that we would want the community to know that are safety-related, and we hope everyone remembers these. So maybe if you're sitting somewhere and you have a pen and paper, you can jot down some notes. The first tip is injury prevention. So it's actually Injury Prevention Month in April, and we want to encourage everyone to check the batteries in their smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. You may think that those are operating just fine, but you never know. And by checking and changing those batteries at least once a year, and we actually recommend that you do this twice a year when time changes, and by doing you could save the lives of the people that are most important to you. So make sure you check the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. The second tip is work zone safety, and April is really focused on safety, and this is another safety topic for the month of April. So work zone safety. When you're out driving, it's really important to be aware of REC's crews or other utility workers and emergency vehicles that have to work on the shoulder of our roadways. So when you're driving, make sure you move over if it's safe to do so, and keep in mind that it is the law. If you can't move over because of road hazard or incoming traffic, then it's important to slow down. That ensures that the line crews who may be working on the roadside or first responders who may be responding to an emergency can continue to work safely in the space that they have. And then the third tip is safe digging. So it's that time of year. You said happy spring, and it's the time of year when people start to go out and tackle yard projects. I know this weekend when the weather is warmer, I might do exactly that. But if you're planning to dig anywhere on your property, it's really important that you call 811 first or visit the 811 website. So that's Virginia 811. And these professionals will come out and they will mark underground utility lines, and that's not just power lines. You may have other underground utility lines that you're not aware of, and that will prevent you from accidentally digging into something that could be dangerous and could interrupt service.
Yeah, those are all practical, especially the work zone safety, because you're seeing more and more people, more and more crews out there now with the warmer weather. So everybody needs to stay alert, especially at the wheel when you see those crews. Get off the phones. And, of course, the 811 is important, too, along with the smoke detectors. So, Casey, thank you for those refreshers. We all need those from time to time. And I know that safety is top priority, job one for REC. Thank you for reminding us. And, again, it gives me great pleasure to say happy spring to you.
Yes, thank you, Randy. Happy spring. And I'm always happy to spread the work that we're doing and to help keep the community safe.
All right, Casey, we'll talk to you next month.
Yes, we will. Thank you so much.